Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've seen some names pop up. It's going to be an interesting week in the managerial search with a couple of guys who are from outside the organization. I think that's a good thing. Here to tell us about all of it is Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert and ace reporter. He is on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from at Alpamonte Ford. Hello, Bruce.
Gentlemen, how are you? You want to start with Gabe Kapler or Joe Espada?
Well, let's start with Espada because I believe he's interviewing today.
So Joe Espada has had a long career in baseball as a player, never got to the big leagues, got to the major leagues as a coach with the Florida and then Miami Marlins, third base coach, bilingual, moved on to the New York Yankees as a front office guy for Brian Cashman, and then became a scout with the Yankees for a short time before moving to Houston, now the bench coach for the Houston Astros, and is considered a highly thought of, motivating type guy that also meshes both the old school things in baseball along with the metrics world to go along with it. He is getting multiple interviews. As we know, there's 8 jobs open for managers, something unprecedented, I think, in the last 15 years or so, that many jobs being open. And he is highly thought of, even though people in Chicagoland have not heard of him. He is a serious candidate and somebody that they are looking forward to talking to, as you said today.
Some will wonder how a bench coach gets as ingrained into the culture and the identity and the ideas of an organization. Wonder if you can kind of walk us through that and why Espada has gotten to the place he did with the Astros, who have been so forward-thinking in baseball the last couple of years.
Well, you know, just the idea that somebody can, you know, he's their infield coach, but more than that, he's involved in the metrics on a daily basis as far as you know, getting the information to the players from the metrics department, from the manager, from the front office, the meetings that they have on a daily basis with the hitters, with the fielders, with the pitchers. I mean, this is something that is tremendously time-consuming these days, and it's something that people like Epstein and Hoyer want their next manager to be paying a particular attention to. Now, that's not saying Joe Maddon didn't, but what they're looking for right now is somebody that is used to this being a part of their daily habits, somebody that they're not going to have to train coming in to do things that they're already doing and what they want to continue to do with the Chicago Cubs. So Espada is that type of guy that has this type of resume that really works well for them. And, you know, Kapler is a very similar type guy. Great experience with the Epstein and Hoyer from the past as far as, you know, playing for them, knowing them very well. And again, you know, paying attention to all facets of how we get better on a daily basis is so important to these teams and is where the direction we go with the managers right now. So the Buck Showalters of the world interviewing out there are kind of on the outside looking in. Great resume, great success, but maybe looked at questionably because they don't include the metrics part.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. I look at this and these two candidates as an opportunity also for Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer. And when you, it's rare to actually have these chances to get information from outside your organization. Theo has talked a lot about the winner's trap and a lot about thinking the culture we had was the culture we want. What we are doing is right because we won. And he's been very forthright of saying he's got to think outside that. And part of that is maybe spying a little bit legally on what other people are doing and learning from asking Espada, asking Kapler, how would you look at this? What was your protocol for something like this. Do you think they're doing that? Do you think they're going to, even if they have no intention of hiring either one of them, that they actually can get some work done learning about the way other organizations are doing things?
Dan, I think that's a very smart perception, and exactly what I was thinking as well, that, you know, they've had their old school managers. They've had guys that they've taught their analytics to. Now you have that great opportunity, as you pointed out, to find out how Philadelphia has done it to a certain extent successfully, how Houston has certainly done it to a great extent extensively, and get intel as you go. I mean, it's education at the highest level of, yeah, we're interested in hiring you, but we're also interested in downloading you and knowing what's worked there and something that we can implement even if we don't hire you. So I think that's a very smart way of looking at exactly what they're doing with some of these candidates. And I think Espada, you know, is certainly somebody that they can learn a lot from in a 5 or 6 hour interview during a day here like today.
So Bruce, Theo stated a preference to hire a guy who's been there before, who's actually done the job. That is the case with Kapler. It's not the case with Joe Espada, technically, though bench coach is as close as you get without being a manager. And it's not the case with David Ross. Is that preference kind of by the wayside for this particular hire, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it really applies that much. I think they look at the individual. I think they look at what he is capable of doing in their mind. I think they look at, you know, for instance, Ross, who has this great, you know, relationship with, you know, 10 of the players in the room, who's been around spring training and knows the rest, who also has a keen idea about what it is for players to improve, for getting in people's faces in a way that's professionally done and respected. I think these are all some of the attributes that that you pick up along the way when you see a guy like Ross. And you know some of these other guys, I think, you know, that don't have the experience. You have the Alex Cora success. You know, you have the Aaron Boone success, who's going to be the manager of the year with the New York Yankees in his second year with no experience other than having been raised in the game, you know, for three generations and being up in a booth and being a really good player for his 11 or 12 years that he played the game. So I think you take it on a person-by-person basis and what your gut tells you. And I don't think any of the 30 teams now are afraid of a guy who hasn't managed before, because there has been a success with guys. Now, Kapler, you would have to say, did he have success with Philadelphia? Is 2 years really long enough with a kind of a goofy owner to really evaluate whether he was good or not on the job? I don't think so necessarily. I think you take the totality of what you see, what you know of the person, what you see, and what you interview, and then you go from there. So I don't think that experience as a major league manager, or necessarily as a manager at all, is totally essential for the Chicago Cubs or anybody else to hire.
What is the timeline and the role of the manager, whoever it is, in determining the new director of hitting, director of pitching, and how that's going to play out?
Yeah, I kind of roll my eyes with the director of hitting, director of pitching. Not that it's not important to have as many good people in your organization working. The roles of director of pitching and pitching coach, director of hitting and hitting coach, I think it's kind of convoluted in general. We'll see how they pair it out once they hire these guys, but. You know, it's a good question. We don't have a timeline. I know they're not in a huge rush. Okay, they're not going to jump into, hey, we have to have a manager in place by the general manager meetings on November 8th. I don't think that's necessary. I think that's a pretty close timeline, though, guys, as far as when they'd like to have somebody in place to start getting together for the GM meetings. As soon as the World Series ends, you have free agency right away. I think you want to be in touch with your manager and have input from him as to his knowledge of the people you're going after. So I'd say right after the World Series, right up to the GM meetings around the 8th of November, that might be their timeline. They're going to, as we've seen, they're going to take their time talking to the best candidates that they feel are out there and available. And so therefore no rush. But That other idea about, you know, director of hitting and director of pitching, that's going to be interesting to watch play out.
Do you, only because he's one of my favorite players to watch over the last couple of years, Carlos Beltran apparently turned down an interview with the Cubs, but will interview with the Mets. Do you get the sense that Beltran is regarded as a legit managerial candidate or not yet?
Yeah, I think he is. And I think awesome. He is, especially in New York. You know, again, does he have the background of, you know, manage or coach? No. Does he have the background of being a leader in a clubhouse, a championship caliber player, a well-respected guy, a guy that's a bilingual, which is so essential these days as well? Has all those particulars going for him. I think he fits best where he might get the job in New York. If he is a leader in the clubhouse and being a manager, it's probably in New York. He probably senses that himself, and therefore he kind of pared it down to, you know, I just want to manage the Mets or nobody else. It's interesting that, you know, he would do that, but nonetheless, I think you're getting a stand-up guy there who knows what he wants to do.
Before we let you go, the baseball is different for the playoffs. We know it. The science is already in. The data is already in. The ball is not traveling through the air like it did in the regular season. Is this a beta test of the ball? Is this Rob Manfred just sort of making up his mind which ball he's going to use to start next season? Because you got to know. I don't know how a GM can put a roster together unless he or she knows which ball we're using.
Or is the pitching better?
No, it's the ball. I mean, we know that the ball's just not flying through the air.
I know it's not going 4 or 5 miles further, but, you know, is weather a part of that?
They said no. They checked all of it.
So they're basically admitting they've changed the ball.
Well, they're not admitting it, but the scientists have looked at it. They've taken exit velocities. They have taken launch angles. They've taken drag coefficient, and the drag is back on the ball in that the ones with a 20% to 70% chance of being home runs are being affected immensely.
Right. Well, it might have been missing in a couple of games where, you know, you scored 10 runs in an inning, but nonetheless, I would say that if it's there and the drag is back on the ball and it's more about, you know, players understanding that they're not going to hit the ball out of the ballpark twice a game, I think that's probably a good thing. I don't like the idea that teams are hitting 300 home runs. I don't think that fans find that particularly interesting anymore. I think everybody likes home runs, but you also like your team to be able to do some of those other things, like they've talked about the Cubs over the past 2 years of trying to move the ball around. And, you know, is there a better example than Nick Castellanos and what he brought to the team?
Right. For me is just which ball is it going to pick? They got to pick one. Yeah. Either it's the playoff ball or it's going to be the regular season ball. And they've got to tell teams which one it is before they decide what they're paying for power.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you take it, you know, many steps back in who you draft. And, right. You know, do you take the contact guy over the launch angle guy if it's, you know, between those two guys that you're going to draft? I think it's essential for them to tell them not only this year what their plan is, but, you know, give them a plan as to what you want to do with the baseball and how you think it helps market the game of baseball. You know, it's too difficult a process for teams to be able to draft the proper guys without knowing if those players are going to have an impact or not.
Bruce, appreciate you. Thanks for hopping on.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is Bruce Levine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.